Equal Power and How You Can Make It Happen, written by Jo Swinson and read by Sarah Barron. You'd have thought I'd have figured it out before. After all, I had been a Member of Parliament for a decade and Minister for Women for more than 2 years. But every time I made a comment on gender equality, only to find my words twisted wildly out of context by newspaper stories the next day, I assumed that it was my fault, that somehow I'd got it wrong. I hadn't been careful enough with my choice of language, or my meaning must have been unclear. Then it finally dawned that this media response was an inevitable part of the same endemic problem. Gender inequality is everywhere. It is ingrained throughout society in each and every one of us. We are all sexist, and so are our institutions and power structures. That's why attempts to challenge it are often met with such ridicule and resistance. There is no perfect form of words to express ideas of gender equality that will not be deliberately misunderstood by those who feel threatened by the prospect. So there's no point worrying about the shrieks of outrage from outlets that are committed to preserving the status quo of power inequality, where power is hoarded and concentrated in the hands of rich white men. Daily Mail, eat your heart out. I can't wait for your hot take on equal power. What I have learned about gender power in society is what I want to share with you in this book. Most of all, I want you to feel encouraged, empowered, and emboldened to take action that will challenge gender inequality. Each chapter includes lots of ideas for things you can do, from having a conversation differently to campaigning for major change. When something resonates, or you come across something you'd like to do, please jot it down and make a promise to yourself to try it out. We're all part of the problem to varying degrees, but equally, we can all be part of the solution.